So we've confessed our sins. Now hear the comfort of these verses from 1 Timothy 2. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, for all people. He's done it. He's given himself that we might be brought back to God and forgiven by him. Time to say happy birthday. We've got two birthdays in the church family in the last week. Joel Quirk was 11 last Sunday on the 22nd of March. Happy 22nd of March. Happy birthday to Joel. And Nicholas Clements was 6 on Thursday, the 26th of March. Very happy birthday to Nicholas as well. Cards have been sent to both of you in the post. I hope you've received them. Happy birthday indeed. Now, our next question in the catechism. Do you see it there on the sheet? How can we glorify God? That's the question we're thinking about today. Maybe you've peeked ahead to the answer at the end of the sheet, but try to resist if you haven't yet done that. How can we glorify God? What a question. How can we show how great God is, or something of how great God is? How can we live in a way that says he's number one in our lives? You might want to have a quick think if you're with someone at the moment. Parents, you might want to press pause and just think about this for a moment with your children. Very quickly, what other things in life do we think are absolutely brilliant, and how do we glorify them? What do we do to show that we think those things are great? Why not press pause and just have a quick think and then come back and join us in a moment? So what other things in life do we think are great? How do we glorify them, show how great we think we are? I was trying to think of some examples. Football teams. We seem to spend a lot of time on Sundays when we're together talking about football, some of us, don't we? I know they're not doing much at the moment, but we're still pretty excited about them. What do we do to show that how great we think our favourite football teams are? There's lots of things, aren't there? We put posters up on our walls, perhaps. We wear their kit. We go to their games, we sing along with everybody else, we sing their praises. Maybe we even sit at home watching them on TV and sing their praises there. We talk about them all the time. That would be an example, wouldn't it? Or think about just from this week, Thursday evening, was it 7 o'clock? The round of applause for the NHS, for our medical workers all around the country, as people applauded them for all that they're doing, as we're suddenly beginning to realise in ways some of us have maybe forgotten just how important they are in our lives. There's examples of ways we give glory to something. But what about God? How do we glorify him? How does he want us to do that? Do we clap him? Maybe. Do we put up pictures? We can't really do that because we don't know what he looks like. Do we wear clothes with his name on? Maybe. Do we sing his praises at church? Yes, we do. And at home? Yes. And maybe we're getting better at that at the moment. Do we talk about him all the time? Well, that would be a good thing to do. How does he want us to glorify him? He tells us. Here's a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. After God's people, they've escaped from Egypt. You know the story. They've wandered around the wilderness, and they're on the verge of the promised land. And here's the Lord speaking to them through Moses. And he says this: love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws and his commands always. How does God want us to glorify him? He wants us to love him and do what he says. So you see the answer now on the back of the service sheet, the last page. How can we glorify God? By loving him and by obeying his commands and rules. And not just now, as we go through this service together, but in all our lives. So including next week, think about something that might happen next week when we'll be tempted to do something wrong. Maybe we're getting a bit fed up with life at home and we're tempted to snap at someone. And then we remember God's commands to be patient and kind, and he gives us strength to do that. And we glorify him by doing that, by doing what he says. How can we glorify God? By loving him and by obeying his commands and rules. We're going to sing our next song together, or at least follow along with the words as we listen to it being sung. This is a lovely song, all about giving glory to the Lord Jesus. Few things this week have cheered me up as much as hearing this song, so I hope you enjoy it too. And then when you've done with the song, come back, click on the next link, and we'll think a little bit more about this virus, and we'll say some prayers together too.